Young Renmark author Jackson Wickham will visit Goolwa this Sunday to launch his newly released book called A Renmarkable Vessel. The book chronicles the history of the paddle steamer Renmark, which sank 70 years ago in Goolwa on February 2nd, 1951. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Jackson.
How are you going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. And congratulations on the book. Tell us what it's all about.
Oh, well, it's about the paddle steamer Renmark, which is the second to last paddle steamer built in Goolwa and the last cargo steamer that operated on the river for the Murray Shipping Company, which is the largest company that there ever was on the river in the latter days of the trade. Yeah.
Oh, right. So what sort of stuff was it transporting?
Well, it was built as a cargo steamer, so it was could carry wheat and wool in itself and would also tow a barge full of the same sort of stuff behind. And did a lot of work. Most of its life it spent up the Darling between Wilcannia and Wentworth, and it did one trip up to Bourke, up right up the top there, but mainly the lower end of the Darling River, and it would spend a whole season up there carting wheat and wool down from the stations back down to Wentworth, where it would be transshipped to other steamers that would take it back to Morgan and then rail to Adelaide, etc., and that sort of thing.
But, yeah, right. When was it built?
It was built in 1912 by David Milne at the Goolwa Patent Slipway, which is now called the Captain Sturt Marina, down there just above the Hindmarsh Island Bridge in Goolwa.
Hmm. And then a terrible day 70 years ago. What happened?
Yeah, well, after the Second World War, it was the last cargo steamer for Murray Shipping, and they ended up selling it off in 1945 because it was, well, they ran out of work and they couldn't sustain a crew and that sort of thing. So it went down to Goolwa and was converted into South Australia's first excursion steamer and used to operate twice weekly to Point Maclay Mission on Lake Alexandrina. And it did that for nearly 6 years before it was destroyed by fire one afternoon after it had done a run to Point Maclay.
Ah, what happened? Do you know how it came to be on fire?
Oh, well, there's a couple of different theories and that sort of thing, and I got a few of them detailed in the book, but most of them are sort of pretty standard sort of stuff for boats catching fire with sparks out the funnel and coals in the bilge and that sort of thing. But it was only half hour after it came home from the trip out, and the crew sort of packed up and locked everything and went home, and that was it. So the boat was sort of left unattended, but still the boiler's still warm for a good 6 hours afterwards sort of thing as it gradually cools down. So there's always that danger period, and no one was really around to keep an eye on the boat when they should have.
Oh dear. Well, did anyone get injured or die in that event?
No. The whole town turned out to watch it burn because after the alarm was raised at about 5:30, it kept burning until 1 o'clock when it finally sank the following morning. And they had the Goolwa, Victor Harbour and Port Elliot fire brigades out there trying to battle the blaze for more than 6 hours before they were successful, but the whole boat was destroyed by that stage. So.
With me on the line at the moment is 21-year-old author Jackson Wickham. He's just released his book, A Renmarkable Vessel, about the paddle steamer Renmark, and he'll be doing a book launch this Sunday in Goolwa. Now, usually people that I talk to about paddle steamers are maybe retired from a whole lifetime of work. You're 21 and you've been learning about the history since you were a really little kid, Jackson.
Yeah, I've been hanging around these boats since I was 3 years old, so yeah, it's been part of my life, my whole life so far. So.
And you've written up quite a lot about the history of paddle steamers in the past, but never something this big, right?
No, this is the first book about paddle steamers. My second book that I've published, but the first one about paddle steamers. But yeah, used to write articles on Facebook to mark anniversaries and special occasions and that sort of thing about different aspects of the paddle steamers and the river trade and all that sort of thing. But this is the first time I've put it into a book sort of thing.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Well done. You must feel really proud of that.
Oh, yeah. I was glad it's all done now.
I bet. A lot of writers, they love writing after they've done it, not during.
Yeah.
Your book's being launched at the Wharf Barrel Shed in Goolwa on Sunday from 11 a.m. What's the significance of this site?
Oh, well, that's exactly where the boat used to moor for the last 6 years of her life. And it was also the spot where the engines were installed when the boat was brand new. on the wharf there, just below the wharf shed, and that's where it ended up on its final days and where it actually caught fire. So it's about as close as we can get to the spot where the boat is, which is, the boat's only about 80 metres or so downstream of the wharf where the fire started. They sort of tried to drift it downstream and beach it where they could salvage it more easily than right there on the wharf, but they weren't quite successful. So it's as close as we can get to the wreck these days.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh, fantastic. And you're encouraging people to come along?
Yes, yeah. We start at 11 o'clock and we've got Trevor Reed, who's the eldest son of the last owner of the boat, and he was even a past crew member when he was my age on the Remmark after he finished high school, and he'll be talking about his father's connection to the boat that he owned for four and a half years. He owned it in two stints, actually. He bought it and used it for a bit and then sold it to a friend and continued to operate it for them, and then he ended up buying it back before it burnt.
So. Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be interesting. Well, head along. It's in Goolwa, the Wharf Barrel Shed, on Sunday from 11. Hey, really lovely to have a chat with you today. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you.